The infamous Dalton Gang robbed individuals and businesses in the Midwest during the early 1890s. But not all of the Dalton children had a life of crime. We take a unique visit to their sister's house and look at the role she may have played in the gang's work on this edition of The American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV. And you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
As Mark Ferguson explains, on the surface, there really isn't anything unusual about this old Kansas farmstead.
It was Eva Dalton who lived in this home, her husband John Whipple, who Eva married out here in the year of 1887. He's the one who built this little horse ranch outside of Meade at that time period.
But what makes this home a bit more interesting is some of the folks in Eva's family.
Her brothers in 1887, two of them, Bob and Grant Dalton, were U.S. federal deputy marshals down in Indian Territory. Then in 1891, they decided they would want better money if we go rob trains. So they were pretty good at being train robbers since they knew both sides of the law.
Eva's brothers, for which the Dalton Gang was named, were adept at hiding out and staying one step ahead of the law.
They wound up with a $5,000 reward on each one of those three brothers. Of course, that was a pretty good chunk of pocket change in those days. So there was a couple hundred U.S. deputy marshals chasing them all over Indian and Oklahoma Territory trying to capture them for that reward.
Mark believes Eva's three brothers were guests here in Meade on several occasions.
We figure that they would on occasion, maybe come way out here to Meade out of their territory. You know, this is a good 300 miles out here from Indian Territory, depending on where they were at. Where better to go than where you're not known all that well?
There's a good reason to believe the gang hid out here because of something they later discovered on the farmstead. That story next time as we travel the countryside. At the Dalton Hideout in Meade, Kansas. I'm Andrew McCray.